No, without a doubt, that you are being observed, dear ones, and if any nation on this earth makes further serious moves of violence or threat into the ether beyond Earth's boundaries, you will likely be contained in some fashion. We, your spiritual teachers, now pass this information on to you so you can never say later, "No one ever told me." Do you not know that your governments have been advised by your space brothers to stop making aggressive actions in space? Your war-drugged governments are inviting intervention. Find out the facts. Require your leaders to tell the truth. Meanwhile, for the light workers of humanity known to me and other world teachers in the spiritual realms, be comforted to know that through your daily and group meditations you will be personally informed of what is occurring, so you will always be exactly where you should be for your soul's purpose. This is why I say you must meditate and build your own communication network to your soul. Once connected with your soul, you will be led to the higher truth and granted our guidance whatever happens in the coming months. Meditate daily and join with others at least once a week to increase the consciousness and power of your knowing. This mutual support and sharing is already part of Earth life in physical ways. Let it also expand into the mental level, as well. Through the meditation process, you can send love from your heart to this beautiful Earth and to all those negative forces which seek power, war and violence. Remember that a great mental force created heaven and Earth and the far universes. Use your own mental love energies to assist us now in reclaiming your planet for God. Please do this in remembrance of your Creator. Because it is possible that your own governments will create a nuclear war or other disaster on the planet, do all in your power to be peace yourself and to carry this attitude with you wherever you go. By daily meditation you increase your glowing light and love, which is the very thing this earth needs. If you become actively involved in working in peace organizations and impressing governments with your beliefs, do it with the power of certainty and peace. Anger may give initial impetus to a cause, but it creates division and separateness if maintained. Remember my own example and that of many Earth teachers, also. Fortunately, thought is your most powerful tool for any purpose. Imbue your life with its positive strength. By a steady personal application and group amplification, you can accomplish far more than those who become filled with desperation. Be calmly centered in the certainty that your soul is feeding you daily, thought by thought, with love and clarity of action. This will help you radiate the light of God in times of conflict. There is one possible activity that could draw humanity together and take the focus of war away. That would be changes of the Earth herself in what could be called natural disasters, earthquakes, pole shifts, or weather severities bringing famine or pestilence. If such should occur, your warriors would be likely diverted from space weaponry projects to care for one another in a common cause for humanity. Through caring for others, the sparks of love's remembrance could be fanned to benefit humanity. So if there are natural earth changes, welcome them as a gift to draw closer together as one. I have mentioned the intervention from the space life forms, which would affect mankind immensely and provide positive avenues for change. What will happen depends very much on the plans and activities of your governments. So keep the love of your heart open to radiate great light and insist that your governments take actions for the people's goal of peace. If half of every nation's population were absolutely focused on peace, life on this planet would change. Join this movement. Peace is a powerful belief. And for you on Earth now, it is a necessity. The timeline established by God's realm for the population to practice peace is nearly over. Time is critical, every moment is precious. Each human heart is vital to success. To all government officials, elected or autocratically empowered, and to all military leaders on this planet, from generals down to the lowest private in any military force, I speak bluntly. War is the opposite of peace. It is not based on love, but rather on the deliberate destruction of other human lives. These battles of one nation against another are inherently wrong, because all of humanity is created equal by God. If you deliberately plan a war and attack others, you are creating for your soul a terrible effect which you will have to repay at a later time. I therefore caution you not to kill or destroy human life. The armies on this planet should be spiritual armies of love and peace, for only that attitude can prevent further scientific madness and technological disaster. You have armed yourselves with horrendous weaponry to commit violent acts rather than to build bridges of peace and cooperation. Let it be known that scientific inventions which are brought forth to create carnage on humanity will cost much soul disintegration and lack of spiritual progression. These evils must always be balanced out at a later time, so if you participate in such activities, be forewarned it is not without self-penalty. Scientists and warmakers, hear me. Any intention to create attack is viewed by both spiritual realms and those life forms you think of as UFOs as adversarial. Beware, you do not enter space on anything but an unarmed, peaceful mission, certainly not with created weaponry which will violate God's inter-federation boundaries and agreements. If you had ever meditated upon life's purpose and your role in it, you would know these things. Wake up from your spiritual amnesia. War is not a toy to be tossed around in the mind like a game. It is the epitome of soul evil. Cleanse your heart and mind of such ideas before it is too late. And ask the Creator of all to teach you your true purpose here on Earth. Perhaps it will mean a change of occupation. Certainly it will mean a new attitude and a heart open in love. For only the loving will be allowed beyond your space boundaries, I assure you. You are ignorant and willful babes who try to play God with terrible repercussions for all of mankind. Do not do these unconscious things or think these unhumanitarian thoughts. You defile mankind and God's intention. I, the Christ, who came to teach you love and forgiveness, say this to you now. If governmental and military personnel will lay down this negative pattern of thinking and simply sit in prayer and meditation asking forgiveness and a new opportunity, there is yet time to cleanse many souls and reach the positive love energy of God's magnificent peace. Call on any great beings of the spiritual world whose words touch your own heart. Ask them to tell you the truth about your actions. Establish contact with the good and cease the path which now you tread full of vanity and without compassion for humankind. Ask. See what happens. For no prayer of sincere heart is left unanswered. You shall receive guidance and assistance. Oh, I hear the reply come forward, but our intention is to protect ourselves. And I say to you that you cannot protect yourself against evil by returning evil action. Have you not heard my message? Did I not say to turn the other cheek? Why would I say this? Why would I tell you not to defend yourself? Because the need to defend means you do not understand that there is nothing to defend. All is God. Your only permanent object is a soul. You have nothing else but idols. Your house, your money, your automobiles or airplanes or buildings are impermanent. I tell you they are illusions. And if you put great store in them, you cannot believe in God. Be willing to give your illusions away and your lives will change. Be willing to use them in God's service and they will have value. Hear me. Ask within what your path should be. If you love God and humanity and seek only to grow and serve, your little life will find its perfect niche. And through your joyful connection with the heavenly realms, you will be supported every step of the way up the mountain. There is a plan beyond your finite minds which you deny and resist. My brothers and sisters, surrender to the fact that you cannot know its design unless you seek to establish contact with that which created it, with God. Kings, presidents, leaders, elected or autocratic officials, legislators, governors, mayors, and all others in both small communities and great nations, ask to be guided before you vote or take action on any issue. Commune with that soul part of yourself which knows what you should do for the greatest good. Let no leaders or judges try to play God with terrible repercussions for all of mankind. Do not do these unconscious things or think these unhumanitarian thoughts. You defile mankind and God's intention. I, the Christ, who came to teach you love and forgiveness, say this to you now. If governmental and military personnel will lay down this negative pattern of thinking and simply sit in prayer and meditation asking forgiveness and a new opportunity, there is yet time to cleanse many souls and reach the positive love energy of God's magnificent peace. call on any great beings of the spiritual world whose words touch your own heart. Ask them to tell you the truth about your actions. Establish contact with the good and cease the path which now you tread full of vanity and without compassion for humankind. Ask. See what happens. For no prayer of sincere heart is left unanswered. You shall receive guidance and assistance. Oh, I hear the reply come forward, but our intention is to protect ourselves. And I say to you that you cannot protect yourself against evil by returning evil action. Have you not heard my message? Did I not say to turn the other cheek? Why would I say this? Why would I tell you not to defend yourself? Because the need to defend means you do not understand that there is nothing to defend. All is God. Your only permanent object is a soul. You have nothing else but idols. Your house, your money, your automobiles or airplanes or buildings are impermanent. I tell you they are illusions. And if you put great store in them, you cannot believe in God. Be willing to give your illusions away and your lives will change. Be willing to use them in God's service and they will have value. Hear me. Ask within what your path should be. If you love God and humanity and seek only to grow and serve, your little life will find its perfect niche. And through your joyful connection with the heavenly realms, you will be supported every step of the way up the mountain. There is a plan beyond your finite minds which you deny and resist, my brothers and sisters. Depends on law without consulting God's law. And let the judges and lawyers seek always to bring peace to their clients, not attack and bitterness. Resolve is the greatest tool of government on earth. Mutual harmony is the sign of success. To deliberately push battles into the camps of right and wrong is not a creative or desirable attitude. Mediation is. Let the government and the law, at all levels, offer only the tool of cooperation and reconnection. For wherever separation is fostered, there is loss to the soul for pursuing disunity rather than wholeness. This is true for all. Work, therefore, with diligence, to create earth laws in reflection of God's purpose through you. Seek conciliation which brings peace. Then your life purpose will have been fulfilled as a person, as a family member, and as part of a community, nation and planet. To fully live is to love and allow God's purpose its fulfillment. God's will is peace in all things. Then create peace, not conflict. Many of us in the higher spiritual realms have experienced your trials and challenges in our own way and learned what they were for and how to balance them for God's purpose and love. That is why we are able and willing to assist you in your own time of tribulation and inner choice. We have a map for you. We know the way. Accept, if you will, that we are physically present in many dimensions, including your physical earth, and that we can speak to you by mental telepathy once your higher meditative connections have been established. Only a few can see us appear in the physical now, but one day the soul sight will return and the veil of blindness will be removed forever. Be assured that in the process of meditation you will gain the true knowing and understanding, and that you may possibly experience hearing with the inner ear or seeing with the inner sight. These gifts from the unused portions of your pineal gland and the human brain are stimulated by the meditative process, by the practice of an awakened love. All persons who seek God will succeed through this meditation, in which you sit quietly and still your mind. Once quiet and at peace, your soul's higher vibrations can penetrate your usually busy minds and speak to you in support of personal and universal peace. Like the invisible power source which comes through your radio or TV reception, which you accept as perfectly natural, your soul can come insightfully to your receptive brain once your set is tuned in. There has tried to play God with terrible repercussions for all of mankind.